KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Apple is committing to a $500 billion investment in the U.S. over the next 4 years, and there are major plans for Texas, where ABC's Jim Ryan reports.
Until now, the massive servers that power Apple's artificial intelligence products have been built overseas. Now the company plans to shift that manufacturing to a 250,000-square-foot factory to be opened in Houston next year. The company also plans to expand its footprint in 8 other states, including its home state of California.
Federal workers continue to face conflicting instructions after Elon Musk said that anyone who does not reply to an email naming 5 accomplishments by today's deadline will be fired. But several agencies and departments have told their employees to hold off on a response. President Trump today meets with French President Macron at the White House on the 3rd anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine. And Pope Francis remains in critical condition, hospitalized with pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There was a big fire this morning over near Penn Park. It happened on Taft Street just after midnight. Firefighters had to rescue 6 people from the building. Now 8 people don't have a place to live after the damage. The Red Cross has been deployed to help them figure out next steps. The Madison Fire Department says the smoke alarms were working properly, and now they're investigating what caused that fire. And gas prices are dropping across the country. Melissa Kay has our weekly update.
Average gas prices have fallen 4.3 cents over the last week. The average today is $2.86 per gallon. This is 12.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 16 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say to enjoy the slight declines while they last. As we inch closer to March, the typical March madness will eventually take hold. With the changeover to summer gasoline, we're likely to see upward movement in the weeks ahead.
Today in Dane County, the average price for a gallon of regular is $2.86. And we've got warm weather headed our way this week. That's impacting winter recreation across Wisconsin. We're expecting highs in the 40s all week, except for today, where 50 is in the forecast. Ice skating at Madison Parks is officially done for the season. It's a short run. Rinks just opened in December. People flocked to the parks yesterday to get one last skate in. But if some outdoor skating was on your winter bucket list, there is one more place. As of this morning, the rink at the Edgewater is still open this week. They're usually closed Monday and Tuesday, so according to their website, skaters will be on the ice on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Dane County snowmobile trails are closed too, an even shorter season. They only had 5 or 6 days. Last year, they had about a week as well. We're not the only ones. With warmer weather all week, trails closed in lots of counties up north too. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a 5-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? Head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told 2 or 3 of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, we'll see a high near 51. Chance of rain tonight, 30 degrees. Sunshine and near 50 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, chance of rain, a low of 31. Chance of rain Wednesday, 47. Thursday, mostly sunny, 46.
It's 39 at our studios.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. and switch to the expensive shampoo with
amino acids.
Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we will break down all of the most recent news and how it affects all of us here in Wisconsin. Plus, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
It's really amazing to see all of you out here in the f***ing cold saying f*** you, Mark.
Sarah Nelson, who is the... I need my box up. Can I just say, oh my God, yes. Horrible, horrible weekend. But can I just say, Jody, so much great resistance. That was Sarah Nelson, head of the Flight Attendants Association. I'm telling you, I'm feeling a revolution brewing, right? Absolutely. You've got this douchebag on stage with a chainsaw and his douchebag dark glasses. All of these people are suffering. All these town halls you're seeing, they're Republicans.
Yeah.
Republican voters yelling at Republican representatives, yep. Which is exactly where your anger should go.
Exactly.
I mean, it is, I got to tell you, Jody, you know, we keep saying the whole, I told you so, you were warned,
right.
You know, F around and find out. This is what, Jane Fonda, oh my God, yeah. So many great, Governor Pritzker, oh my God, the governor of Maine.
Yep.
So many great acts of courage this weekend. So much, you know, as we always talk about, modeling courage instead of cowardice. Zelensky. Oh, my God. Where do I even... The people of Germany showed up 84% to say no thank you again to Nazis.
Yep.
To the Putin and Trump-backed Nazis in Germany. I mean, where was I? I got myself off track. Good morning, Bella.
Good morning.
Chris is on vacation, and I'm a hot mess already. Thank God for... Bella and Jody.
But it's a girl party.
You know what? You will be surprised to know this show does not produce itself. I came down and looked at Jody. I'm like, I'm surprised you didn't quit sooner. This is a lot of work because it's a lot of effery, right?
Uh-huh.
I got myself off track talking about, just the courage that I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. You know, Jane Fonda saying, being woke just means you give a damn about other people. I got it. I'm back. Don't worry. Nobody help me. I got my point. My point was... All this, you were warned, F around. I think we're genetically incapable, Jody, liberals, of feeling gleeful at all these real people that are suffering real harm. I actually don't. I'm just going to go with they were lied to. I'm hoping they're coming around as fast as it seems like they are. But you know what? That's what Jane Fonda is correct. It just means you give a damn about other people. And I do give a damn about even the people that voted for Trump that are in real pain now and are losing their jobs. And that's everything you need to know about heroes of democracy. Yosemite park rangers hanging the flag, the American flag upside down,
yep,
from El Capitan. is that's where we are. El Capitan displays a massive American flag upside down, the traditional signal of distress or extreme emergency. Thank you, park rangers.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
This Euphoria star Hunter Schafer, who's one of the most prominent transgender women in Hollywood, revealed her passport was issued with a male gender marker.
I have friends that are trans men. Yeah. So are they, if they need a passport, now going to be female on
know.
Their passports?
I don't know.
I mean,
yeah. She said, trans people are beautiful. We are never going to stop existing. Oh, I think you have this.
I do, yeah.
I got this courtesy of Gen Z, our zygote. Bella.
I put female, and when it was picked up today, they had changed the marker to male. This administration, this is real. It's happening. Things just sort of like start happening. I think as we've seen in like historical rises of fascism and this sort of, everything that this new administration kind of represents.
She said, trans people are beautiful. We are never going to stop existing. I'm never going to stop being trans. A letter and a passport can't change that. And pardon me, this administration. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. So, and I thought I was mad enough this weekend. So rapist drunk allegedly fires the first highly, highly decorated four-star black general of the army. And then MSNBC fires Joy Reid.
Of all people.
And not Morning Joe.
Yes.
Oh my God! I thought it was just me. The internet had exploded.
Yes, it did.
Which, by the by, because of course Trump was celebrating and all the maggots are celebrating. Thank you, Nate. Joy Reid's show consistently performs as well, if not better, than the rest of the MSNBC lineup. She has a far stronger social media presence than any other MSNBC anchor. She almost gets twice as many viewers as CNN in that same time slot, but her show was the one getting canceled. Make that make sense. I've been saying this, the weekend show is great.
It is great.
I mean, if Joe Scarborough wants to know what real resistance is, check out Michael Steele, who's still a Republican. Mm-hmm. Scarborough claims he's not a Republican anymore, but he acts like one. He's the one that goes and kisses the ring. So I've been saying that weekend show is terrific. Michael Steele and Simone Sanders and Alicia Menendez. But you can't just swap out people of color and think we won't notice that this amazing woman of color, Joy Reid. I was saying they should give her the morning slot. She had a wildly successful AM Joy show on the weekend, which is why she got the full-time slot. Are you kidding me? Talking about DEI, oh my God, Joe Scarborough's still there. They're the ones that are tanking the ratings for the entire, what do you call it, the entire network. Mm-hmm. They've lost over half their audience. And Joy, tonight is her last show. Tune in. Make sure she has 11 billion viewers. And I'm wearing this. I wore this when we had Joy on the Sexy Liberal virtual tour. She also did this show in New York. I've done her show. I'm an unabashed fan of hers.
She's amazing.
Yeah. For many years. And anyway, I've been saying that show is great. Put that in Morning Joe's slot, the weekend show. Or put Joy Reid there and put the weekend show in her slot. But are you kidding me? You're going to, and no offense, but Ari Melber and Joe Scarborough are still there on the liberal network, right? Thank you. Ellie Mistal said, I owe the television part of my career to Joy Reid, as do so many other black voices y'all would never have heard of if not for her, and that's why she's gone. They can treat black folks as interchangeable, but everybody black knows that Joy was indispensable. It goes on and on. JC, canceling the Joy Reid and Alex Wagner and Not Morning Joe is one of the biggest fumbles in a long history of missteps over the last year. Real journalism and facts aren't the end goals over there, and it shows. Buckle in, because the nosedive in ratings will be massive. God bless Don Lemon and Jim Acosta are still doing good. She will find a way. Her voice is too important. It is too critical, particularly now. And I have to say, Jody, that, I think, says everything you need to say. Morning Joe's the one who goes and kisses the ring at Mar-a-Lago. Joy Reid unapologetically did not. And you can't tell me that wasn't part of what happened here. I'm watching her get an NAACP award and then Kamala Harris also get one and give an amazing speech. And I'm like, oh, my God. America. You are effing up massively, right? I mean, give me some Governor Pritzker, mm-hmm. one of our heroes of the whole show is going to be heroes of democracy because we need it right now. Give me, nine. Governor Pritzker in Illinois. Here we go.
The root that tears apart your house's foundation begins as a seed of distrust and hate and blame. The seed that grew into a dictatorship in Europe a lifetime ago didn't arrive overnight. It started with everyday Germans mad about inflation and looking for someone to blame. I'm watching with a foreboding dread what is happening in our country right now. After we've discriminated against, deported, or disparaged all the immigrants and the gay and lesbian and transgender people, the developmentally disabled, the women, and the minorities, once we've ostracized our neighbors and betrayed our friends, after that, when the problems we started with are still there staring us in the face, what comes next?
Thank you. The governor of Maine, right to his stupid orange face, right? Just, I'll see you in court, right?
Yep.
We joke as like, you know, Carlos did Judge Dredd, Trump going, I am the law. That's what he basically said to her. I'm the law.
Yes, he did. He did.
Okay. And then I guess we have to end with our heroes of this, only this segment of Heroes of Democracy with this amazing doctor, this woman in, who's not a little, who's not a girl,
right.
who stood up at this town hall in, what was it, Idaho? And
yes.
Coeur d'Alene, is that how you pronounce that?
Coeur d'Alene.
Yes. I mean, and these brown shirts literally, like, drag her out of there in zip ties for speaking out. And the guy calls her a little girl. Like, oh, look, this little girl. I mean, that is springtime. That we are in the springtime. Oh, God. Of our, yes, here we go.
Springtime for Trump and America.
Dr. Teresa Borenpohl, I don't know if I'm saying that right, Borenpohl, she was dragged out of a town hall and arrested for simply speaking. She is us. We are her. She is our sister now. Let's show her our support. Someone else tweeted, a woman was assaulted by brown shirts in Idaho. Let me repeat that. A woman was assaulted during a town hall meeting by brown shirts in Idaho while men sat there and watched. We do have great male allies, Jody. We have, you know, Chris Cluey just got dragged out of We played that, I think it was on Friday.
Yeah.
Got dragged out protesting Trump. But I'm telling you, these millions of people losing their jobs, you know, and a billionaire who's making $8 million off your hard-earned tax money every day in America is cosplaying with a chainsaw. I'm telling you, it feels like a revolution is brewing. I mean, people, and again, this is starting with Republicans in town halls, right? Zelensky, how about I will give up power, right? To get into NATO and to save my nation. Mm-hmm. Someone was saying, like, he's sacrificing himself to save his nation. Trump sacrificed his nation to save himself.
Yep.
And this, it's all blackmail, Jody. It's all blackmail. He's lying like crazy, as usual, at CPAC. We did not give more than Europe gave to Ukraine. And by the way, did you know, this is something I didn't even know, 70% of that money stays here, mm-hmm. went to American defense contractors and
to make weapons.
And jobs here,
yes.
Right. So this is a stick-up. So we're like, we want $500 million of your, $1 billion of your minerals? What, in what world is that not just complete blackmail? It's like CBS, mm-hmm. which, by the way, 60 Minutes, Hero of Democracy, did a great piece about how fascism is here mm-hmm. because of Musk and Trump. But, you know, they've been obviously bowing the knee, CBS, to get their merger. Elon Musk threatened, I don't even know what it was, ad agency, somebody, if you don't advertise on X, you know, that XYZ merger isn't going to go through. I mean, it's... This is a government run by mobsters,
yes,
right? I mean, he's blackmailing Ukraine again, mm-hmm. if you're counting mm-hmm. the second time. Look at this. I've just exploded everywhere. Okay. I want to. Can I just say how much Chris LaVoy deserved a vacation? And Jody and Bella, thank you so much. I got my own show prep. Because I'm a big girl, but I couldn't figure out how to print HuffPost from my. It's a whole thing. So Jody helped me with that. She also printed 11 billion tweets.
22
and texts
pages.
And,
Wow.
Running cameras. Bella got the sound bites, although I sent some her and just said, please bleep. A lot of swearing.
Oh, yeah.
There's not enough swearing for this morning, but still. I mean, oh, my God, we'll play the guy from England. I mean, people just going off on Trump and Musk around the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's try that. 84% turnout in Germany, Jody. That's how they. Yeah. And by the way, Nazis came in second, so they're still dealing with an existential threat.
They are.
You know, just like we are. But anyway, we have a terrific lineup. Oh, it's not in front of me. We have the Rude Pundit.
Here, I'll get that.
We have Rude Pundit. I texted Chris yesterday. You haven't even been gone a day, and I'm a mess. We have Rude Pundit. We have Stephen Beschloss and Pete Dominic, comedian extraordinaire. All right. So we're off to a roaring, some kind of start.
It's 20 after.
Fine. 20 minutes after the hour. Time check Trudy over here. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know what? I got to get a Randy Rhodes cuckoo clock.
Yeah, you do.
20 after.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Just like a little ding dong. Ding dong. 20 after. High break. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo.
Whee!
Oh, this is where Jody's, her awesomeness started in the womb of Carol Burnett, but then it continued. And 20 years ago, she knew about Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. Be inspired from the upside-down flag in Yosemite to this doctor. This woman's a doctor that got dragged out of an Idaho town hall. You can make a difference. Credo Mobile is you get the largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You bring your current phone, bring your current number, and bam, you're with a company that shares your values and donates over $95 million now to progressive nonprofits. Go now to credomobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
What's your love language? For me, it's Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth elevates love's little moments, like curling up together at the end of the day. Their bamboo sheet set redefines what it means to relax as a couple. My couple, of course, is my dogs. Incredibly soft, smooth, breathable. It's like sleeping on a cloud. After a long day, there's nothing like slipping into those sheets. Every night feels like a mini getaway. Honestly, never slept better. For her, Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set is a gift she won't stop raving about. Silky yet breathable. These are the kind of pajamas she never wants to take off. Perfect for lazy mornings or winding down together after a long day. And don't forget him. Cozy Earth men's collection has everything he'll love. Pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile. Made to last. It's the ultimate gift for your guy. This month, show your love with Cozy Earth. With a 100-night sleep trial, a 10-year warranty, and a gift that speaks to comfort and connection. They deserve this. Get 40% off at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get the post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract. All natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Let's go right to the phones here on John and Gordy.
You had spoken a previous hour about the Trump Golf Index.
Yes.
And it also includes a running tally or chart of the price of eggs and the price of gasoline. Which is, But great show. And I would really recommend going back to the Trump Golf Tracker, because that's what better way to keep track of the man.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Right? I do. It's partially started. That's all we needed this morning. We are not currently on Free Speech TV and our phones aren't working. Other than that, everything's going fine. How was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Oh, also Dan Bongino is the new...
Yes, deputy.
Deputy director of the FBI. I seriously keep thinking they're onion headlines. I'm like, are you kidding me? We also have a podcast host as the... Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that guy? He's completely out of his mind.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Lots said, hiring needs to be about merit, they say, as they appoint a podcast host to be second in command at the FBI. No one is qualified that Trump has appointed, just about. I mean, it is really extraordinary. Josh says, hey, MAGA, guess what? Turns out a lot of people in red states are on Medicaid. Turns out a lot of people in red states are on Social Security and disability. Turns out a lot of people in red states cherish their national parks. Turns out a lot of people in red states are on SNAP. I have to say, y'all are real quiet lately. How are you handling all this winning? I mean, and if you're cheering for this, for all the real pain that real people are going through, then you again.
Yep.
Right? Yes. Langston says, just a gentle reminder, none of us will escape this unscathed. None of us. Now is the easiest time to stand up, fight back, and cause good trouble. Don't save your energy and attention for when it gets worse. Do it now. Even small actions and moments of courage add up. Yep. Governor of Maine is, I'm sorry, all the, there was a lot of heroes of democracy. It is, slipping my mind her name, but you know, good for her.
Yeah.
And Trump is just, that's what he is, just a big ridiculous bully. And you know, you better do it, you could get your state money. And she's just like, see you in court.
Yep.
And again, wasn't rude, didn't call him names. Nope. And you know what, for anybody going like, Tina Smith, hello Minnesota nice, she called Elon Musk a D because he is a D. And I'm sorry, if you call an astronaut a retard, you don't have the right, you know, to say anything about people calling you. I mean, she was saying, I'm standing up for the workers. He's the a-hole boss that demands like, oh, tell me five things you did by, you know, like last week to by Monday and whatever. They can't even keep track of what's his authority.
Right.
Right, like Trump just contradicted it again. They're like, no, he's not in charge of voting. Trump's like, I put Elon in charge. I want him to go even further. I mean, it just depends on what they have to say for a lawsuit,
exactly.
Right? And it's okay. Amy McGrath said, here's what's going on. When you start firing the military's top lawyers, that means you're getting ready to order the military to do unlawful things.
Yep.
Trump replaces those JAGs with men who will justify any future unlawful and unethical actions he wants the military to do. That is the most ominous thing, in my opinion, that happened this weekend. And it was a lot this weekend.
It was.
Stephen Beschloss writes about it. I mean, it is as bad as you think. I don't think it's possible to overreact right now. 29 minutes after the hour, you know what we need to do? We need to get super rude.
Yes.
We'll do that next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Attorney General Josh Call has added Wisconsin to another lawsuit pushing back against the Trump administration. This one is over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The bureau was created after the financial crisis of 2008. It protects American consumers by curbing unfair business practices, supervising banks and lenders, and making sure people know their rights. The White House and Elon Musk have ordered the bureau to stop nearly all its work. They also closed the bureau's offices for a week earlier this month. In the lawsuit filed with 22 other states, the coalition argues that the dismantling of the CFPB would cause significant harm to consumers and block enforcement of federal consumer protection laws. And a beloved Wisconsin tradition has ended for the season. Here's Lisa Hale.
Sunday was the final day in the 16-day-long sturgeon spearing season in the Lake Winnebago system. The Wisconsin DNR says 943 prehistoric fish were harvested this year. That doubled last year's harvest, even with poor water clarity issues. Harvest caps were not reached during the season. The 90 to 99% harvest trigger on the upriver lakes was hit, but that was late Sunday afternoon. The DNR adds that 63 fish weighing over 100 pounds were harvested this season.
And today is the last day to vote on names for five Madison snowplows. The Streets Division staff got more than 1,000 submissions. They include Jump Plow Around, Snowy Tribbiani, Antifreeze, Leslie Snope. The list just goes on and on. I don't think my suggestion made the cut. I submitted George because I thought it would be funny among all these puns. The deadline to vote is 8 o'clock tonight. They'll announce the winners in about a week when they have signs made of each of the new names for the snowplows. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, we'll see a high near 51. Chance of rain tonight, 30 degrees. Sunshine and near 50 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, chance of rain, a low of 31. Chance of rain Wednesday, 47. Thursday, mostly sunny, 46.
It's 39 at our studios.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Every day, our job is to wake up and say, what can I do today? Every single action matters. And so when they try to come in, make them show a warrant, a document. Make them assert their authority. Ask them, who are you? Who are you? Because at the end of the day, they're no one. And he's running around because he thinks he's got a bank account with a lot of zeros in it, that it makes him some kind of super citizen. I don't think so.
Yeah, AOC. Thank you. Adam tweets, if you're cheering for a South African sociopath to over U.S. military veterans, then you should probably stop with that America First bull. Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, if you're rooting for him to be a king, just sit July 4th the out as well. You don't get to put up your flags. Okay. You know what all their awesome things from New York are? This.
Hey, that guy. Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, that's out and let Freddy in.
Remember, hey, to let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Hey, you know what I just realized? I don't know if you wrote anything or tweeted anything because I'm producing the show myself, so I got nothing. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, you know what? I wrote something on Judge Ana Reyes and the transgender case. Ban in the military, and how she just kicked asses left and right.
Yeah.
In her questioning of the Trump attorneys.
Yes. I apologize. As it turns out, this show really does not produce itself. I am a hot mess. It's only Monday.
It's because of all your DEI hires.
That's what it does.
You
Listen,
know,
they are propping. They are propping me up by thread. I do have one of your threads. You said the goal here, of course, is a self-fulfilling spiral of stupidity. You fire a bunch of workers because you say government isn't efficient. Then when people need help, there aren't enough workers to help them. And then you say, see, I told you government doesn't work, and the rubes believe you. I mean, I got to say, I started the show by saying this is starting to feel like a revolution already, and we're a month in. You know, you're looking at these town halls and you're looking at, you know, I do think people are waking up. I don't know how soon we're going to see it. I know we're seeing it in some polling, but what's your feeling? It was so depressing this weekend, and yet so many acts of courage that inspired me.
Yeah, the woman in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Yeah.
Who,
the doctor.
What's that?
She's a doctor. The guy that they called her old, this little girl.
Yeah, yeah, and then unidentified men came in and dragged her out and arrested her, and it's like that. I think that was a kidnapping. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. Yeah. That's a kidnapping, and I think acts like that, and the nice thing about seeing all of those people standing up to their Republican representatives, in all of those town halls, is that's something else that will build. All it takes is a few people to be courageous to do it a few times, and more people will say, yeah, you know what, let's tell them what we really think.
And
we'll see more and more of it. I mean, you know, we could be doing a reverse tea party here, a reverse tea bag,
reverse tea bagging, which
reverse tea bagging. We'll invent a new position, the reverse tea bagging.
I don't know if I'm limber enough for that, but yeah, it is. The resistance is working. Target reports an 8.6% decrease in foot traffic since announcing they would end all DEI diversity initiatives. Costco, which ignored 19 Republican attorney generals demanding they end all DEI initiatives, reports a 5.8% increase in foot traffic. And again, only a month in, Rude, but I'm telling you, it is, where Frank Fuguzi spoke, and all our Harry Dunn, all our friends, you know, the Capitol police officers. There's Enrico Terrio, who's been arrested, by the way, again, ever since he's been out of prison. He's there stalking them and insulting them. All these that belong in prison, right?
Yeah. And then there was that conference this weekend of semi-sane the remaining semi-sane Republicans, the anti-Trump Republicans, and somebody called in a bomb threat and claimed it was the Proud Boys that were calling in the bomb threat to the place. And, you know, I did like that. I have my problems with Adam Kinzinger, but I did like him tweeting or posting out, you know, Proud Boys, that name sounds kind of...
Yeah, Yeah. And just, well, right. George Conway tweeted a video shared by Terrio on social media on Saturday showed him following the officers, Michael Fanone, Harry Dunn, Aquilino Gonell, through a Washington hotel that was hosting the principal's first summit, a conference where one of the officers received a Profile in Courage Award. Again, death threat against Frank Fuguzzi at that same bomb threat or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and by the way, what was the latest poll, Rude? 83% of Americans are against the pardoning of these January 6th terrorists.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, they know everything they're doing is unpopular. They know. They just don't care. I mean, you know, he just nominated Dan, you know, Dingo Dongo or whatever.
Angelino.
To be the deputy head of the FBI, somebody with zero experience in the FBI for a position that is that has always been a longtime serving FBI agent or official. I mean, it's insane. It's like they're degrading. They're not just degrading the government when it comes to the number of people. They're degrading it with who they hire, pretending like that anybody can do these jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not to be Chicken Little, but the sky is literally falling. Hang on, hold please. Stock market, breaking, stock market just collapsed due to worries over the state of the U.S. economy and Trump policies, tariffs, etc. Our friend Brooklyn Dad says, I'm not sure how soaring egg prices, mass firings, emboldened Nazis, a measles outbreak, and planes falling out of the sky count as wins to MAGA, but I sure hate to see what losing is to them.
Or it's a golden age. Isn't that what we're supposed to be living
yes.
in now?
Golden showers.
Age.
Yeah, it's
yes,
the golden showers.
The golden showers age. Mm. That's where we...
Yeah,
yes.
drink in the trickle down. It's fantastic. Bella loves that joke.
I do.
Did that not feel like breaking news that Trump is a Russian asset, according to a former KGB? I'm like, yeah, I think we got that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? He had an actual name as a
Hartsov or something like that, you know. I'm really hoping that the sons all had names, like they called Eric Jakov or something like that. Or
oh, here it is. This was Ron tweeted. Fresh out of prison after Trump's pardon, Proud Boys leader Enrico Terrio was arrested for assaulting a woman protesting his event. That was before he was stalking the...
Yeah, yeah. They can't help but be a-holes. I mean, that's who they are in their nature. They are violent a-holes.
Yeah.
And that's their one play is to be violent a-holes to everyone, and they think they can get away with it now because, well, hell, they got away with it.
Yeah. I mean, your mind literally reels. 10,000 Americans lost their jobs since Trump took office a minute ago. Not a single immigrant took them. Trump did. You've been played again. Trump didn't protect you. He fired you. I mean, and it feels like they are, you know, because you even have like his buddies pleading like, oh, not my district or not my pal. Right.
Oh, I love the individuals. I love the individuals that are posting things on social media saying, I voted for you and I support you. And I think what you're doing is awesome. But my job. What about, I really need my job.
So many snowflakes.
Like, oh, yeah, you know what? Go die in a ditch. You know, just
oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
And the MAGA snowflake tears over the Philadelphia Eagles not wanting to go to the White House. Megyn Kelly's, nah.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shut up.
You know what?
Right?
You want to know what's ironic, though? You want to hear what's ironic?
Yes.
DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, has to keep hiring more and more people to keep up with the workload.
Yeah.
So in other words, they're understanding that a federal agency actually takes a lot of people to do the freaking job.
Okay, so Dan Bongino, not an Onion headline, deputy director of the FBI. This one, Steve Bannon announced he spoke with Rick Grenell and the J6 choir will perform at the Kennedy Center. the stage that Carol Burnett graced. At the Kennedy.
Yes. That's brilliant. The January 6th choir at the Kennedy Center. Yeah. Why the hell not? You know what? There's the funniest thing we could do that night.
What's that?
I think we could invade the Kennedy Center and try to take it over.
Oh, rudeness. I mean, honestly, you don't even know where to go next. You know, he told all these same lies again at the CPAC this weekend. Bookshelf threads. Social Security wasn't even established until 1935, and they didn't start collecting taxes for it until 1937. So tell me again how 150-year-olds are getting Social Security checks. I mean, they just keep lying, right?
Yeah. They can't understand that. You just want to explain to them. Remember when we all freaked out about Y2K? About that, because of the way computers were programmed, that they supposedly weren't able to handle the change to a new millennium. And so this is the same thing. There was something programmed into COBOL, the computer language, that said, you know, hey, if there's no date there, we're just going to do it from the date, from a date, I forget what, there's a reason why it was 1875 or something
right.
like that.
Right, was the default date that was in the that computer system.
Some nerd reason for that.
Something nerd.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, as depressing as it is, Rude, I took so much inspiration from just the acts of courage I saw. I just this transcript in Maine, Trump. The NCAA has complied immediately. That's good, but I understand Maine. Is the governor of Maine here? Janet Mills. Yes, I'm here. Trump. Are you going to comply? Mills. I'm going to comply with state and federal law. Trump. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all. Mills. See you in court. I mean, it's
But didn't Trump say and then stopped and said, we are the federal law.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said, enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you're going to be in elected politics. He is the biggest D, seriously, in the history of the world.
They love her in Maine. They actually
they
do. Love her
in
Maine. Yeah. She's pretty popular. And, you know, the thing that got me for that moment is also, I don't know why a bunch of the governors at that point didn't just say, you know what? Screw you. You can keep your well done steaks and ketchup, and we're leaving.
Yeah.
Whatever stupid awful thing we're having for lunch, I don't care.
Yeah. Rude. That's the it does get worse every weekend. But it's as awful as it was. I feel like that's why the resistance is. It's not just your imagination. It's intensifying. I mean, I'm reading it all over social media. Andy Ostry said. Consumer confidence is tanking. The stock market's tanking. People are losing jobs and paying more for stuff. Angry MAGA is flooding Republican town halls. The resistance is intensifying. And that tells me right there that they get it, that it's these cowardly Republicans. Democrats aren't in power. Don't yell at us. We're doing, obviously we're playing all these great resistors, Governor Pritzker and Chris Murphy and AOC and Jasmine Crockett,
And they're already trying to make the narrative that Democrats are going to shut down the government. And it's like, no, we're just staying out of the way to see what you guys come up with. You know, how are you going to keep it open with your majorities and your presidency?
I'm going to pray that James Carville's right about one thing in his life. And he said that he thinks this entire Trump thing is going to collapse in like 30 days. I mean, it feels like that. I mean, I don't know what that means, but not to engage in hopium spreading, but someone was they might impeach him if their approval ratings get much lower, right?
Well, either that, or maybe some of them will actually find the courage to switch parties and stop whining about, and I'm sorry, I know it's scary to get death threats. I've gotten them. You've gotten them.
Yeah.
It is scary to get death threats, although most of the time I look at it and go, you know what, man? You're not getting off your couch and coming over here. You know, just keep typing away. Get on your scooter and go down to buy a new video game or whatever the hell you do.
But I mean, to your point, the America Has Rabies tweets. He just said... Republicans whining about being afraid of their vicious, demented voters. They created this with their violence inciting lies. If they need pointers on having integrity in the face of threats, tell them to stop by any Democrat's office. It's no excuse.
You're right.
We've all gotten death threats. All of us.
Try being a woman on the internet.
Tell me about it.
Like really? This is the world that they've created. They've created where death threats are the thing that motivate people to vote in the way they do. and or in Congress, and it's like, don't you see that that's called giving into terrorism?
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah. Terrorism, and that's what it should be defined as. It should, we should stop saying, oh, the death threats, the death threats, the death threats. Call it the terrorism.
Yep. One last one. Ryan says Republicans must never be allowed to forget the shame of what they've done. When this crisis is over, we must create safeguards to prevent the Republican Party from attempting to install a dictator ever again. All at their doorstep, Rude. This all belongs at their doorstep, period.
Oh, yeah. No. Somebody needs to come in and arrest all the MFers who need arresting and stop thinking that we need to appease the other side. No, the other side needs to be cowed. And which is what they're trying to do with us. But we're saying, let's establish the rule of law again.
Yeah.
And they're saying, nah, let's toss it out and just make the laws be whatever our whims are.
Yeah. No, exactly right. Rudeness, without benefit of reading any of your, what I'm sure are brilliant, I'm sure we've linked to your brilliant writing, however, and I will do that directly after the show.
I really love that you're looking around on the floor, like a sit out version of my blue sky posts on the floor somewhere.
They probably are.
Probably. Oh. I love you. Just my sense memory of you. I love you. Everything you've ever done.
You.
All right.
Well, thank goodbye. You. Does that mean you remember my smell? I mean, is that?
I do. When we were eating that angel labia sushi together.
Yes. Oh, sorry. My puppy is letting me know that it's time to play.
That was a squeaky. Okay, bye.
Yeah,
bye. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, flexibility and my
individual liberty.
Thank you. It's stamps.com. They invented
individual liberty.
Thank you. Tedious tasks like sending certified mail invoices. That'd be funny if that's all you come in for, just to say that. You don't do anything
else.
Everything can be done on your time, not someone else's. Sorry for the snort. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs and adds flexible, valuable flexibility back into your workday. You decide when and where, what you do. You're on your own time, man. Flexibility. Check into it. Stamps.com handles all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace shopping cart if you sell products online. All the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone. No want lines. No waiting. Let's go. Let's do it. Have more flexibility. Stamps.com. Use the code Stephanie. You get a special offer. Includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. Wow. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, that, all of that, yep. Okay, oh, good, looks like maybe phones are working, but not Free Speech TV yet?
Nope.
Okay.
I see Bob Seska from last Wednesday on Free Speech TV.
Okay, do you think we've been infiltrated by Doge douchebags?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Wait, well, your future ex-husband?
My future ex-husband,
balls in here? Has balls been in here? Can I just say I love that Jamie Raskin had to say balls, because that's what we've come to, America. Yeah. This is Representative Jamie Raskin.
The administration took the position in court this week that Elon Musk is not the head of Doge and is not leading Doge. So who is leading Doge? Is it the young man who calls himself Big Balls? Is it the racist on the night crew who's proud of the fact that he was a racist before all of his friends were racist and says that we should legitimize Indian hate? Who is Doge?
Oh, dear God. This is what America has come to. Constitutional scholar Jamie Raskin has to say balls. Okay, General Barry McCaffrey says, be clear about what you're seeing in the firing of these senior military officials. This has nothing to do with competence. This is creating an oath of loyalty by the armed forces to the leader. If that doesn't terrify you, then you're not paying attention. BS says, Donnie claims to have an approval rating of 71%. Poor guy, that's his BMI. Thank you. He is delusional. Jody, his approval rating is maybe 45. You're thinking of Zelensky, who's at like at least a 60% approval rating. 70. What is he talking about? Zelensky has a 4% approval rating.
Somebody joked that the 71 was his BMI.
All right. We have Stephen Beshloff. We have Pete Dominic all coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll look back at the weekend headlines with our friend and contributor Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and earlier today, Xi Jinping spoke by phone with Russian leader Vladimir Putin as Western countries look to plot their path forward. President Trump's urged Ukraine to agree to a deal to end the fighting. ABC's Ian Panel's in Ukraine and says there are key meetings taking place this week.
French President Macron meets with President Trump, and then the following day, the British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer also at the White House. These next few days could be critical in deciding what kind of deal, if any, is possible.
Confusion within the federal workforce continues over Elon Musk's weekend instruction that all employees reply to an email listing their accomplishments or face firing. But the heads of several agencies are telling their employees to hold off from responding. The Vatican expected to provide an update later on Pope Francis's health. The 88-year-old remains hospitalized in critical condition. And Apple is pledging $500 billion in U.S. investments in the next 4 years. This is ABC News.